Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, here's the deal. Maybe if many of you today are returning to work and slaying the dragon. And
right.
I want to say to all of you that are getting back to it that it's nice to be among you. It's nice to, once in our lives, really be the people that are coming back when everybody comes back.
Yes.
When a select few of the hard workers come back.
Essential personnel.
I will tell you this, that I did not really become aware because we set our schedule a couple of weeks ago as far as we will be back on January 2nd. And
right.
I assumed, well, New Year's Day is Sunday. That's the holiday. Only within the last 18 hours have I become aware of the fact that there are still people that are yay.
Oh, ditto.
Celebrate.
No school today.
Having it, and probably are banks open today or what's the deal?
Federal holiday.
Post office closed.
Yes.
Closed.
Cerrado.
Oh my God. I didn't know that. I wouldn't have come back today.
That's what Oscar said. He looked at me about 9:02 and said, "Is he coming on today?"
I thought, really, I was jumping out of the shower and it crossed my mind. I said, "Am I gonna hit the button and they're not gonna be there?" Because I said, you know,
Mike,
what the hell are we doing back on the day when everybody's not? It's a holiday today.
Full transparency. Last night, it hit me as I got off the plane.
Did it hit you in the throat? Because it sounds like it.
Well, I'm a little under the weather.
Everybody's gotten it, Oscar. Mm-hmm. Everybody's gotten the death grip at one point or another.
And I said, well, I could text the guys and say, let's punt tomorrow. And I said, well, 2017 isn't about punting. We're all going to come in and we're going to do a fun show.
You
right.
No, there you go. Let me just say, hail, hail. That is the great attitude for 2017, where I pray a few less people die, myself included.
I had that same prayer.
Fine.
Same prayer. Mm.
You know, it started out a little dismally with our hometown team, the Redskins, losing to the Giants yesterday.
They did it to themselves, Mike.
That's so sad, isn't it?
They did it to themselves.
Mm. I feel so bad for the team.
Your Giants won, though,
and the
Mike.
Fan base.
Shh. You know, no. Just like I'm still doing a morning show in D.C.
Oh.
My Giants. Oscar makes a joke. I hate them.
He was talking about the baseball team,
you
Mike.
You used to wear Giants gear when you were on afternoons.
Did I?
Yes.
All right.
But that was years ago.
That was years ago before I became a burgundy and gold guy.
That's right.
You know, Jay Gruden.
Great man.
Jay, what were you thinking? Anywho,
Anywho.
No, it's great to be here, but I mean, I realize that I'm going to watch parades today. I'm going to watch the Winter Classic.
Every day, Mike, you watch parades.
I love parades.
You do?
I love a parade.
All the pretty colors.
Yes, yeah. The floats, the marching bands.
Sure. I will watch some of the football. Probably not. I'm not a big bowl game college guy.
You watch the halftime shows.
Love those, especially, but they diminished for me a little bit when Up With People went away. But the fact is, I would love to, you know, look at these people that are, these are the people that are not only effing off the day after the holiday, but they're going to have to eff off for one or two days more.
Yep.
So they're the
to recover.
Yeah. I mean, I work from home, so I don't have the same sense of everybody getting out of town because I'm getting out of town at the end of this week because I thought I'd beat the crush. But I thought that the holiday would be all buttoned up. Well, this is totally screwed up. This is totally messed up. What's the deal?
Well, it's bad when New Year's Day and Christmas Day fall on a Sunday.
Sundays.
Because it messes up because they
right?
owe you a federal holiday, so they move it to the Monday. But also, it messes things up. Like, for example, the Rose Bowl parade isn't until today.
It should have been yesterday.
And that's stupid.
And you've got Al Roker in Pasadena looking like an idiot because no one cares. Because why? New Year's Day is gone.
But let me tell you this, Robin. I know you don't watch the Today Show like you used to. I do still.
Yes.
And I will tell you this. Guess who they rolled in for
Saw her this morning.
Mm-hmm. So you log a little. What do you we get? 5 minutes of it?
About 5 minutes as I check in. If I'm still at the house at 7 o'clock, I'll switch over. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the thing is, Katie Couric is replacing Savannah this week. When I watch NBC, when I watch the Today Show, I get such a vibe of memory from working for CBS corporate radio because they do stuff like that that I can imagine the paranoia level of Savannah Guthrie.
Oh.
Is off
she is Mike
charts.
She is in the nursery right now looking at her little child saying, would you please latch on and nurse? Would you breastfeed? Because I must get back there.
We can't deal
she's
with
a big,
it took
she's
me
a big,
5 years to get there.
She's a big caller inner, right?
Oh,
she's
she loves
big,
that.
Yeah.
Oh,
the caller, and the caller inner is the key to the ultimate paranoid person.
It's exactly.
Just like, you know, I'm on maternity leave. I don't have to call in, but I'm going to call in because I just, anybody in broadcasting knows this. When you vacate your seat, what's the baseball analogy they always do?
Wally Pitt.
Did you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Did you hear how quickly Rob and Oscar both said
because
that?
Because we live our life time? By it.
That's how I got my first gig.
Yeah.
But I swear to God, I watched Matt and Katie Couric and great memories. They are
fantastic.
A tremendous broadcast team, and it makes you realize that, you know, the lady that's out there, you know, taking maternity leave every year and a half, it might be a little bit paranoid.
It would be so great if, like, 90 seconds in, right after they did the happy talk but before they did the news, you actually heard a phone ring on the set and they pick it up and there's one of those horrible 10 minutes after the birth pictures of Savannah and it says Savannah Guthrie, paranoid parent.
I found myself wistfully wishing that team was still on the air. Maybe things would be a little different. I don't know. But it's very, very cool. And the thing about it is I just didn't get a sense of this being, I didn't plan for it last night. I didn't plan for this. I considered this to be kind of a regular day. So for those of you that are enjoying this podcast, that are back slaying the dragon the way you should be, I would say to you that it's a different day. It's a different day and age.
Happy New Year.
And to my father, I say hi.
Is he taking the day?
As per normal.
Well, normal would be, is he taking the 6 months?
No.
Is he changing jobs again?
Still employed, still gainfully employed. But I think today's a holiday for him. He was very shocked to find out we were going in today. And Robert has like 30 friends over, so I had to like tiptoe over teenage bodies.
We're talking, of
today.
Course, about Horny Bob Spiewak. That's Bob's father, Bob
Back
Spiewak.
On the prowl.
Rob's father who imparted all of his genetically encoded work ethic to Rob. and Rob actually, but you would think that here's, all right, let me give you.
It came to me, you, Mike, delivered in a small tadpole-like object.
There you go. Yes. Shimon. But anyway. Here's the Marine father, okay? The Marine colonel grows up with a son, and he says, son, I was in the Marine Corps. I got through that obstacle course in the record time. You can still set the record. And the guy goes to off the... With Rob and his dad, it's like, I was able to bilk the company out of $40,000 extra dollars. Rob goes, right. That's great, Dad. That's great. I mean, it's not so far as like going into stores and shoplifting.
No.
It's not like you're from Charlestown in Boston.
No.
You know, you're not like from The Departed that you're doing. But there are little ways. Rob, one of Rob's greatest joys is...
Getting one over on the man. On the man.
On Comcast.
On the man.
Oh, well, yeah. Getting one over on the man. Now,
getting
I would never...
Getting one over on the man.
I don't,
mild dishonest.
I wouldn't be mildly dishonest with this company because I'm a partner and I know deep down I'm you know, taking from myself. But I'm not above...
I could do toilet paper
from, say, a building or pens from a bank.
I could launch an investigation, by the way, where I could probably provide the audience with about 11 examples where what you just said is not true.
Really?
That's just light stuff, you know, nothing where anybody really gets hurt, and certainly nothing.
Well,
on
I would never,
level.
Never want to hurt anybody except maybe Max.
Right? But you know,
oh,
but
man. Yeah.
But the thrill would be for you is if. Like the guy forgot to take your ticket at King's Dominion.
Oh,
which
be great.
Meant you got an access to the park again. Now, the reason I bring this up is because this story will rear its ugly head again. There's a story about honesty and trying to get over on the man that involves your boy here.
Really?
Yeah. And the long ethical discussion that resulted in me going to the dark side and losing. And losing when I went to the dark side.
So do you think it was karma at play? When you say the dark side, do you mean the bad place?
No, they're just going, doing something that I would say is ethically not suitable.
You know what? If nothing else, I am a great judge of character, and I think I have a certain amount of wisdom when it comes to what is right and what is wrong.
Yeah,
I look forward to hearing your story.
I've heard your philosophy before.
And, you know, I think you might come out okay if you let me be the judge. I think you might be all right.
You know, hey, if I had a choice, if I was going to arbitration, and
yes.
Said, okay, you've got, let me see, you've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg over here, and then you've got Mr. Spiewak. I'm going, Spiewak! Give me Spiewak, please! Give me Spiewak right away. I want him as a judge.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What should I be thinking in inside?
Think laxative.
Think soothing relief.
Please, I'll give her a motivation. Laxative, darling, you crave one. Try again.
Get regular with Relax. Start every day the Relax way. Your system will feel so great. You'll want to relax on the top of the Empire State.
Get it's not the commercial. Relax. It's the girl. She's no flair for it.
She's the best to audition.
What do you think, Mr. Monroe?
I think she's correct to represent my laxative. She's fresh, her voice is natural, and she does it simply.
Definitely. Well, that's exactly what I was saying.
What do you think, Doris?
I don't like her.
Get rid of her.
Listen to that. Doesn't that sound wonderful at that nightclub?
Yeah. Why aren't we there, Abe?
Why aren't we there? Because we're here.
Don't you want to hit the hot spots and drink champagne for my slipper?
I can't take that much liquid.
Just a minute. Besides, only creeps and crazy people go out New Year's Eve.
Then you should definitely go out, Abe.
There are those who drink champagne at nightclubs and us who listen to them drink champagne on the radio.
Yeah, I heard Breakfast with Irene and Roger this morning, and they said they were going to the King Cole Room tonight, and they said all their friends would be there.
Roger and Irene are rich and famous. They have a radio show. They wear fancy clothes. They hobnob with their celebrity friends. They go to all the openings and nightclubs. What, you think they're happier than us?
How much time do I have to answer that question?
Happy New Year! My resolution is to be more fun.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it, and if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. We're online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Our show today brought to you by Texture. I want to tell you wild about Texture. Texture has totally reimagined magazines. You know what's great about Texture? I have all my magazines on my tablet, and I can bring it right up here wherever I am on the road. It doesn't matter whether I'm in the United States or far away. It is the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. Texture is searchable, so you can mark what you like, check out back issues, view bonus video content. Texture even curates articles and magazines just for you. Normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now.
Hold it. I know this is the first show of the year, but I have to ask. When?
Now.
Oh.
If you do it now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get 14 days free with their 14-day free trial. Why on earth would you subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you could have all the best ones on your smartphone or tablet all the time? You'll love it, and Mrs. O'Mara likes the fact that there is none of that pesky magazine clutter around the house.
Clutter.
Listen to this. Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial. When you go to texture.com/TMOS, that's 14 days to try Texture absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. Texture.com/TMOS, the best way to get magazine content. Probably didn't tell you that throughout the entire commercial. It's all the magazines you could possibly want. All
everything, everything.
And you get it all in one place. So welcome to the show. Well, we were mentioning HBS, and I was saying the thing is, he never rested during the Christmas, New Year's holiday.
Very busy.
He was churning out
his,
in crap. My
some
favorite
quality postings.
This I hate to diminish myself by saying what my favorite was, but my favorite was his New Year's Eve champagne pouring picture. It looked like Katy Perry, but I think
Else. That was a good one. I remember what I wrote under it. I wrote spillage.
Like horny father, like horny son.
Oh,
that's the way that goes. It was nice to see that he did that, including a lot of vintage pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned to Rob in the pre-show about the fact that we had a moral dilemma. This is how exciting my life is up here in Maine. There is a
you've been up there now for 15 days, half a month.
Been there for a while, yes.
And so it's starting to really sink in, I guess, how fun it is.
Oh, it's no, it's great.
Does your family enjoy it as well?
And maybe not just your immediate family. I know you have other relatives that are up there that have a great time.
Not anymore.
They're all gone?
They split.
Hmm.
They came up like for New Year's and then went back.
I see.
To other parts of New England, even. but anyway, no, I'm up here.
Well, you've heard the phrase, Mike, too much of a good thing. No one wants that.
I love the solitude. I love the quiet. It's amazing. I said to my son a term that was given to me years ago that I've actually referenced a number of occasions. Happened in the middle of the Florida Everglades one time. It happened up here a couple of times. I said, listen to the quiet. Listen to the quiet. And when you can hear the quiet, it's you know, anybody that's ever been out in the wilderness or anywhere where, you know, there are the road less traveled, it's really cool. And I love that.
When
I,
you
I
say
like
that to your
here.
Son, do you say, listen to the quiet, or do you say, listen to the quiet?
Damn it, boy. But we've been going into town, and there is a restaurant up here that is called Governor's. And I think I would probably call Governor's Restaurant like the Denny's or Perkins of Maine.
It sounds like it might be an adult gentleman's club.
No, it is an actual like chain restaurant, you know, where breakfast place and that type of stuff. And it's very local friendly, and that's where we hang out. And they've got like incredible deals, and we really enjoy it. And it's simple, nothing fancy at all. And for the little guy, he likes it. The kids like it.
Sure.
The kids love it.
The kids love it. And so
big portions for the kids.
We have frequented this particular joint because it's really one of the few places that's open during the middle of the day. And we like to go in there and we like to. So this
five locations in Maine, Mike.
Okay. That would be Ellsworth, the one that I go to.
Bangor.
And then Bangor. Okay. So it's really kind of a local chain.
Lewistown.
Lewiston. All right. Lewiston, Maine.
Old Town.
Old Town. Yeah.
All and right, Waterville. Yeah.
And water, so it is kind of in this region here,
yes.
And but we love it. And
a
we're
quick
going
question,
there.
Because yes. When we went up there, it was, you know, things were in full swing. It was the summertime,
right? Right.
How much closes?
Tourist season.
How much closes down in the dead of winter around there?
Lots,
really?
Just yeah, lots
shuttered
and
hospitals.
Anything?
Post office. you'll get your mail in April.
anything that you would consider. You know, tourist business.
Right.
Like a roadside stand.
Jordan.
You know, selling.
Timbertina.
Locked up. Ruth and Wimpy's locked up tight.
Mm.
You know, all the place. Timbertina's lumberjack show shuttered for the season.
Oh, she doesn't do like a cabaret act
like
in the winter?
A holiday version.
Like, no. Scale it down and come inside.
Carve Santa.
Be awful fun to have her up here at Christmas time, wouldn't it?
That would
be a lot of fun to have her do that.
She can stop shaving that beard.
Oh. Yo-ho!
Yo-ho!
So, yeah, we drove by that, and, you know, it's been great to be up here because it is, I like the road less traveled. I like going in the opposite direction of where people are going. I enjoy that. I like being up here right now. And by the way, people up here, it's a different rhythm, and there's a friendliness up here where, you know, you chat with somebody when you're getting wood for your stove. You chat with people, and they're friendly and they're open. They're not all chasing the granite countertop.
Mm, right.
It doesn't seem to be that important. So we go to this one chain restaurant, and
yo-ho!
There she is, Timbertina.
Box!
Timbertina from the wilds of Maine, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen,
wow.
There she is. And we, you know, it's fun. We've been having a good time. So we go to this restaurant. We've been three or four times. We go for lunch because, you know, it's kind of vacation. So you want to go out for lunch occasionally. And it's super cheap. I'm not proud to talk like this because, I don't want people to know just how cheap I really am, but there is on Monday a $5 cheeseburger special.
That's awesome. Who wouldn't want that?
Is, fantastic. That is awesome.
Yes.
And it is,
but I will say
I'm
this.
Believe it or not, as fat as I am not a burger guy and on a regular basis.
The thing is falling into a burger special, like if you were to show up there on a Monday
yes.
and see that and order it, that's one thing. But to
balls
have it
to the wall on Monday, Rob.
To commit it to memory enough that you're coming back and saying, you know what they got on Monday is a burger special. That's a little different. That's
I'll
like
we two.
Next came over. The waitress came over and said to us, she said, Mondays, by the way, our special is $5 cheeseburger where you get and it's a big cheeseburger with a side of fries for $5. And that's a nice, sweet little deal.
Sure.
And I think all of us
lead
at the
generator,
table at the time. What's that?
Lead generator.
That gets the capture.
Oh, the cat. Well, it does.
Yeah.
It does. I'm happy with it. But they also have some of the main stuff, too, like they have chowder.
Oh.
And so let me just say, though, if you have a cup of the chowder and a sandwich, you're overeating. You're vastly overeating.
Big portions.
It's too much food. And the day we made that mistake.
Well, let's talk about too much food.
Yeah. It was fine. You know, it's cold. I'm finding it. But the day we do that, we are sitting there with my mother-in-law, my son, and Carla and me. And Carla and I and my mother-in-law enjoy three little cups of this delicious haddock chowder that they have.
And it's creamy, not tomato-based, right?
Right.
Okay.
And Carla and I get the special, too. Because we figured, well, with that incredible special, it's Christmas time.
Sure.
Let's go ahead and dive in.
She is trying to kill you.
Because the night before,
yes,
what you don't know.
She is.
No, it's
and
not
her mother's helping her. Yeah, they go out for their 8-mile run, and it's like, here, have the chowder and the burger, Mike. Yeah.
The Smurge. Night before they went to Governor's, Mike was visited by three goats.
Yeah. In fact, when I went into Governor's, I carried a big Christmas goose.
The one as big as me?
The one as big as you, Rob. It was great when I walked in there. And so, you know, to give you an idea, I wrote this down over a week ago. I wrote this down a week. Yeah, a week ago I wrote this. I wrote this down like the day after Christmas to talk about because it was that's how pathetic our life is up here. It is the big story that we have. And so I'm sitting there and we have the chowder and the tab comes. The check comes at the end of the meal.
Right.
And my generous mother-in-law reaches out to pay the check. I said, no, this is my treat. Merry Christmas, $5 cheeseburgers. Enjoy
for everybody.
It. And so I reach out to get the tab. And I see that the tab is somewhere in the vicinity of $21.
Oh.
And, you know, in fact, my mother-in-law didn't get the cheeseburger because it wouldn't have been $21. She got something else. I forgot what it was. But it was $21. And I looked down. And I said, I think she forgot to put the soup on the bill. And that's when the entire ethical dilemma began.
Moral
that's
hazard. When,
did you have an itemized receipt? Or was it just the total?
Yeah, we had an itemized receipt.
Okay.
It was there. The cheeseburgers were there.
Sure they were.
They were there. And suddenly I said, I looked at my wife. And this is how the mighty have fallen. This is how pathetic I am as a human being now. I looked over and I said, she forgot to put the chowder on the
bill. You should be ashamed of yourself.
And Carla says, really? Well, she said, and Carla's not giving me any guidance at this point, even though she is my guiding
light. She would for a 3-year-old. She's seeing how you're going to react.
She's watching
She's
me.
She's testing you.
Listen, we had a discussion about it, okay? We had a discussion about, I said, and I start going back and forth. She's been very nice. She's obviously very, very busy. And I suddenly start to think, I said, well, you know, that's a little windfall. That chowder is going to probably be over $5 a cup.
Sure.
Probably.
Christmas miracle
and,
even.
And I said, yeah, what?
How
what
do you, I guess my logic is why is there a discussion? Why do you have to factor in how nice she has or has not been when you clearly.
You have no idea where his mind is going and he's dead on with this. Proceed. I'll allow it.
Thank you. So I'm sitting there and I begin to think about this. And I said, And here's the way my thought process went. All right. I went from the waitress. I had the discussion with Carla. I said, well, if we don't alert her to this, that then at the end of the day, there'll probably be a problem. Carl said, no, it's soup. They reach in with a big spoon and put it in a cup.
Rather amorphous. Said, yeah, it's not like a piece of steak.
So let's just say I'm a sympathetic ear. And I said to Carl, I said, you're right. Probably wouldn't even be missed. Probably wouldn't even be noticed. And then I thought, I said, you know, if this was Sam's restaurant, if this was like our buddy Tom's restaurant, if this was a pal that owned a sole proprietorship like mine was,
right,
where you know the owner and you really feel like it, but no. Oscar mentioned it right before. This got, what, 8 locations, 7 locations? Right?
Five locations.
Five, just like I said.
And they're all owned by the governor.
Yeah, and so five, and, oh, by the way, they have a sandwich on there that's named after LePage, the governor up here, that giant nad.
Oh, yeah.
And so I
now
and
we
so,
know
and
the root.
So, no. That
gonad on rye.
Was it a part of it? Maybe a little bit. But the fact is, we're discussing this, and then we continued the discussion. There was enough time that passed where we were able to hash it through before we came to our final decision, which I think you're going to be satisfied with.
Oh. Can I
all
say
you,
what
all
I...
All you little angels out there will probably be very satisfied.
Do you want me to say what I think you should have done before you reveal?
I do, but after the commercial.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Aren't we great for 2017 organizing our thoughts like that? Yeah, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Well, the new year is upon us, and it's time to gather the family around the old Neumann and talk about what's really important.
You mean video games? Or Fallout Boy?
No. The real important stuff.
Oh, no. He's going to talk about those stupid fruitcakes again.
Jeez, Dad. Don't you know no one cares?
No, I want to talk about the magic of the holidays. Now, did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
Kinda.
Pretty much.
Well, what did we possibly miss?
The TMOS bonus package.
It's the best gift for any TMOS fan, even yourself, because it's the gift that keeps on giving.
For once, Robert is right. 1 year subscription gets you full access to all of the bonus content.
Plus, on-demand video access to every bonus show and
Charlie
access
Brown.
To the yep. entire bonus show anthology.
And you get it with over 25% savings. It truly is a bonus.
Besides, Dad, it's a great way to support the Mike O'Meara Show while getting all that great content.
Just click on the banner marked TMOS bonus packages and be a part of this important opportunity.
Do it now, and God bless us, everyone.
Hey, I wanted to be Tiny Tim.
Dad, you're not a tiny anything.
There it is. There it is.
Yes.
There it is.
Always available at MichaelMarishow.com.
That's wonderful. That's Robert III and lovely Julia. Nice cake. Welcome back to the Michael Mara Show.
She's a teenager. She's rebelling with pastry.
We'll talk about that a little later. That one jumped off social media right into the O'Meara kitchen.
Yeah, Dad was not too pleased. Dad was out of town when that broke.
Welcome back to the show. Happy New Year, friends. Time for new starts. So if you haven't started already, start shopping through our Amazon portal. Whether you need skis, snow scrapers, ice melter, a parka, or a beach umbrella, if you're in Florida.
What?
In a week. Amazon has it, so you can get it. Will I ever be happy? Will I? Amazon.com.
Carlo, where's the sun lounger?
And at the best prices, just make sure to go through our website. I was explaining this to family members. It's not that complicated. Not as complicated as it needs to be. There didn't need to be as many questions from my family to me about Amazon as there were. But
lots
if
of
you
them.
Need it or want it, Amazon has it, and they will bring it right to your door. Just go to MikeO'MearaShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to the show and back to the ethical dilemma from the O'Meara. So we're going back and forth, and I don't know what it was. It was the merchandising of Christmas. It was the spending of Christmas. It was just I just felt as though I'd done my bit, and maybe it was time for your boy to get a little something something out of the equation.
Yeah,
you know?
When is Bloom's day?
You were right. Owed.
Yeah,
when's Mike day? You know, when is Mike's this day?
Yeah,
I wanted to see what, and so I'm
Chris
going
Mike
back
day.
And forth, and at Christmas, Chris Mike. Yeah, I. The Mike Tide. Make the Mike Tide gay.
Chris Mike Day is my favorite part of the Carla days.
Exactly. Thank you. So Carla says, yeah, it's just soup. They just reach in there. And then I said, And it's a it's like a corporate deal. It's not like
it's the man.
Know, it's the man.
It is the man.
It's the, corporate. It's the franchise
so,
man.
So you know the times are fleeting, and I put down my cash and hand it to the lady, and off she goes, and I don't say a word. And then she comes back, and she caught her own mistake.
Yeah. Oh.
So it was the worst of everything. Yeah. Now she was so sweet and lovey-dovey that she didn't even give the slightest inkling that we were trying to get over on her, because I'd put you know the cash in the little envelope there, and she
the little folding leather thing
yeah. and sent her away, and then she came back, but I felt horrible.
You see, my solution might have actually saved you from that.
Really,
what I would have done is I would have not brought up the fact that the soup wasn't on the bill, but I would have tipped as if it was.
Ooh!
So she gets her little taste, and then she says, mistakes happen.
No, I think I tipped based on the original tip.
You need to tip 20% with the magic.
Gave her like a $5.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, that's
well, I was. Yeah. I was suitably
because
ashamed.
You can't take it out on the lady. Yeah. You got to take it out on
her
business. Right.
Plus, you got yours.
Yeah, you got your soup. You got your haddock.
I was horribly ashamed. I was. And
how
by
many
the way,
times did you go back there? Because if you would have done that.
We've been
that...
back twice. We've been back twice since.
All right.
Do they refuse to seat you?
Once since. No. They're fantastic. I love
they're
these
those
people.
Criminals.
Oh, by the way. Oh, and so Mr. Emotional during the holidays, loss of mother, all that crap.
Yes.
I go solo to town, and I drop by. Carla's having a friend of hers that lives up here over for, like, the ladies' lunch. And she's like, are you going to stick around? I'm like, oh, yeah, that would be a terrible idea. I'm out. I'm out of here.
Let's hear it for ladies who lunch.
Ladies who lunch. And the here's to the ladies who lunch. And she's coming over at 11:30, and I had that embarrassing moment where I'm beaten out of the driveway at like 11:25, and the lady's arriving.
Oh, that's the worst.
So I'm pulling out of the driveway, and I get to Napoleon. Oh, here we go. Yes, she's coming over at 11:30.
Mike, the first time we've played Elaine Stretch.
I'd like to propose a toast.
God, this song. This is like the Queenie's Broadway song.
Hi, Trip.
Here we go.
Here's to the ladies who lunch.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. That's Elaine Stritch.
Everybody laugh.
Yeah. You know what? Elaine Stritch was great because even when you're in your 90s, you can still wear tights.
Sure, absolutely, with a big puffy shirt.
Nice, that's loose tights.
Yeah, wonderful. So she was there, and she came in. And I went back, and then I heard this waiter talking to these old ladies that came in for one of their birthdays.
Sure.
Really super old. And I am such a mess emotionally that the waiter came over and I'm having lunch by myself. And I look up at him and I said, this guy's in his like 30s, late 30s, early 40s. And he's just being so kind to them that I suddenly projected my mom into that scenario. And so the guy comes over. I swear to God, this didn't happen all the way, but it almost did. Where he came over and I just said, you know, I heard you talking to that table over there. And I just want to say, when I was listening to you, if my mom was in that situation and I found myself, it could have gone either way. So I said to him, if my mom was in that situation, I'd want you to be your waiter. I thought you did a really nice job with them. And he said, oh, thank you. And he went on his way. But it almost became, you know, I heard you talking to those ladies. And if
I'll have another special.
Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I do not know what's wrong with me.
Maybe they didn't charge you for...
I've had moments like that all over.
Maybe they didn't charge you for the soup because they think you're emotionally unstable. This poor guy's out for the day. Just give him the soup.
No, it was an emotional holiday. It was a ridiculously emotional holiday. Speaking of mothers, we have to get right to it because there was a major incident in the Santana household. This is down. Now, you were down with your family in Florida, correct?
Yes, Windermere, and Florida.
How many people were in attendance? How much of the familia made
total
the trip down?
Total of eight,
to?
Mike.
Eight people.
Deep.
A big gang came in. That's awesome.
Eight deep.
Can you list the siblings and the mom and dad and who was
there?
Got,
and their ages.
Sophia and Luca, who are respectively 11 and 7 now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we've got my father, who is 76, my mother, who is 66.
Okay.
And my older sister, who is 44, my wonderful fiance, who's 30, and myself and her, my sister's husband, my brother-in-law, who I think is 45.
Okay.
Like that.
All right. Yeah. Good mix.
So and you loved the weather. It was nice and warm. You had a good time.
80s, Mike. I don't know why hell you would go to Maine for the holidays.
I don't either.
As soon as I got off the plane, I said, he left this?
Yeah. Same reason I went to Savannah last August. Mm-hmm. Because I'm stupid.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It's family. It's all being about family. Christmas is about family.
So,
And soup.
And chowder. You don't pay for it.
The entire week, everyone was talking about going to Epcot and Disney World. And
cool. You're in Orlando.
Yeah,
why not, man?
Going to Hollywood Studios. And we were excited to check out Universal.
A little crowded, right?
And then we went to a place called Disney Springs to really just kind of get a taste of what Disney was all about.
Wow. I have those in my car.
Disney Springs?
Yes. Disney Springs, where they have, you know, the carolers that sound like Bellas.
So is it like Christmas Village at Disney Springs?
Just shops.
All the theme parks do this.
And Goofy.
Welcome to Disney Springs. yes. The water's fine. Come on in. Yes, sir.
These are Christmas gators.
Did get to see the Intel, what is essentially a fireworks laser show brought to you by Intel and Disney. So there is
a big
movement that you wouldn't actually see fireworks in the long run. You would actually just see these drones go up in the air and light up and look like fireworks.
Wow. So, it's renewable.
It's like, yeah. Is it fake? So they're fake fireworks?
They're fake fireworks through drones.
Disney.
Through drones. They still have their big firework extravaganza every night, but this was just a taste of the future.
But this is the way that we've been able to sort of reduce the cost of the one-time-use mortar firework system, child. Put on these special glasses, and the drone will really light up your life.
I will be able to create a fireworks display at a fraction of the cost of a regular fireworks display, and the public will eat it up. They're gullible.
Look at this M80. You know what it is? It is expensive. And it is used up.
That's right.
All I got to do is plug this drone in, baby.
Why would you use gunpowder if you could use light with electricity?
Roman candles, like the Roman Empire itself, are temporary and expensive.
We can do it night after night at a fraction of the cost.
The children,
but
they won't know.
So you're having a great time down in Orlando.
Having a great time. And we're sitting at like a little Sunday ice cream place with the kids.
Mm-hmm. A parlor.
Breaking down the rest of the week of what we were going to do. A quick sidebar, was thoroughly surprised and made my nephew's day when a listener of the Mike O'Mara Show and Big O and Dukes was sitting to the right of us and said, they said, Oscar?
No kidding.
And,
very exciting.
And to be recognized by, and it happened to be a friend that I hadn't seen in years. His name's Dylan. Dylan! And his wife, Holly. And I said,
I love it so much now. I love it so much more now when I bump into somebody that loves the podcast.
Yeah.
It's so much more satisfying to me. I used to get a lot more of it when we were doing TV commercials on the radio, but now, especially when you get it on the road, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I love
it. It was very cool. It was a nice moment, and his whole family was there. It was very cool. And they said, we're going to Epcot tomorrow. And I looked at my family after we caught up. I said, hey, what are we doing? And everybody looked at me and they said, your choice. Dealer's choice.
Hey, good place to be in.
And because they have family passes and they go all the time. And I said,
now, balls to the wall, though, when you're going, right?
Disney like, ridiculously. Springs was jammed. I'm talking about Hazard being trampled at a concert. And by the way, I used to go to HF Festival every year. That's how I felt, right?
Yeah, that was terrible. CBS Springs.
how was old Interstate 4 down there?
Oh, it was the worst. And
the greatest road in the world, Mike.
It's the worst. I live in that state. I will never be. My car will never put its wheels on that road.
What you should know. Oh, by the way, drive by on Interstate 4 the same day that we were out and about.
Yeah, somebody great place to be.
Road rage and shot through the car multiple times.
You had a solid alibi, though.
Yes.
Yeah, by the way, if you drive just a few miles up the road to the fabulous city of Sanford, Florida, that's where that's where that guy that that shot the kid lives.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
That's where, and he's still, you know, what's his name? What the hell is I'm blocking on his name? The guy that the Trayvon Martin murderer.
George Zimmerman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. George Zimmerman, and he still, like, you know, occasionally gets some trouble around there.
Loves running around with a gun. Good guy.
Yeah. So
it's Florida. They'll be in the news later.
So
is that today's motto? Before the news?
They'll be in the news later. Yeah.
I guess a luxury of having family 23 minutes away from Disney World, Universal, and everything else that is Orlando.
Right.
Is knowing that you'll have to come back because you love your family. And yeah. I looked at Shannon, and Shannon looked at me, and I said, look. And I looked at my sister with both Shannon and I, and we both said, is Disney proper, like the Magic Kingdom, Epcot Center, and Universal Studios, which is a different property, but is that as busy as Disney Springs? She says, absolutely. And we said, how about we just hang out at the house?
Yeah, because I would, my guess would be Disney Springs.
That's it.
Disney Springs would actually be less busy because it's sort of like an offshoot of the actual park.
There is a pass that I get offered periodically, being a resident of Florida, that they have blackout dates where if you get this certain tier of pass, mm-hmm. being a resident, and by the way, it would be for somebody that was going to go a lot. Yes. I would never do that.
Right.
But the fact is, the blackout dates to me would be exactly when I wouldn't want to be there anyway, so I'd be fine with
so
that.
I looked at, it's so crazy. You're right, because we looked at the schedule, and we're trying to figure out when we should come back and actually... I want to go to the parks, right? I want to see that there's a new Star Wars exhibit, though I'm not a big Star Wars fan. I would go and see because now I know so much more about the franchise because of the new movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a six-hour tour they offer, Mike. There's all these different aspects to the park that you can be offered.
You
want
to know the greatest time to go to visit those parks?
Yes, that's what I was looking at.
A week from today.
Probably.
A week from today. On a Monday. I'm not kidding you. On a Monday, a week, if it's even open.
Or
on a Monday.
The week before Thanksgiving.
That's the week before Thanksgiving, yes. I think that's it. They have specific
sweet
times.
Spots.
They figured out. But the thing is, everybody thinks about the sweet spots and stuff like that. But no, there are times
it's
to go.
It's called the Carrie Spiewak factor, Mike. You try to outthink everyone when you're not quite as smart as everyone else.
So but it's easy to say Christmas time. Horrible. I've driven on the highway.
Yeah,
there
of course.
Yeah, and it's a sea of humanity that you didn't know existed. You just didn't know existed. And I should have known. And Shannon, who's never been to Disney World, period, or Disneyland.
No Disney property ever?
Ever.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And I was excited for her to see. She said, look.
Disney Springs.
She said, Disney Springs, if that was a taste of Disney World right now, I don't need the magic in my life right now. We can come back next year.
Shannon said
yes,
that?
Yes, next
I
year.
I have... I've always respected and loved that lady, and my respect and love has just grown
wisdom.
A little bit. A
lot of wisdom.
To say, you know, and I happen to have a 3-year-old, so I'm going to be forced to go. As soon as, you know, we've already turned it down twice, by the way, with people that have kids that are in my school that say, hey, would you like to go? Oh, no, we want to do it by ourselves. The first time we go, we want to do it by ourselves. Yeah. And I will say prayers at night. That he possesses the same, which he doesn't, that he will possess the same self-control that my daughter said, where we used to go into that park for 2.5 hours, and they'd be satisfied with that.
Two and a half hours?
It was
a win. That is a win.
I will tell you this, Mike. I took Robert to Disney when he was 6 or 7.
Right.
And he's not ready for it. He wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
You have to have a certain level of maturity. That park is overwhelming. And a kid just doesn't do well.
It's a waste otherwise.
The Magic Kingdom itself.
You still spent 9 hours there, though, didn't you?
Well, I had to. That was it was, to be fair to me, it was his make-a-wish trip. But that's the day that I had to put him in a bear hold, and he screamed in a crowded amusement park, Daddy, you're hurting me.
He had a tough time.
That was my wish.
As big as San Francisco, by the way. But there was an accident at home because we didn't go to the park.
We will come back to that. We will take a break. And yes, a home accident. It's not the holidays unless somebody gets hurt. That's the way it works. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
This is the Mike O'Mara Show's quietest intern, Vincent. While there's a momentary silence from the guys, I'll take the opportunity to speak up and tell you about the Mike O'Mara Show app. If you're a fan of the show, but are away from the computer, you can still access the show. Just download the free Mike O'Mara Show app and enjoy the content of the show from anywhere. The app allows you to automatically download new shows straight to your device and includes access to all more broadcasting shows, including Tech 411, Cake and Cookies, and The Robin Joe Show. I don't know how those people talk so much. See what you're missing and download the Mike O'Mara Show app today. Now that's my speaking quota for the week. Go now and download in peace.
That's Vincent. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
It sure is.
Brought to you by Vistaprint. There's nothing better than handing someone your card. It's a classy move. It makes a dynamite first impression. This Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. I'm so happy to have them at the beginning of the year and tell you about this again. Right now, 500 business cards for $9.99. The deal continues. It's the best. All you have to do is enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. You got a card there?
Got two from the same guy. The such a good deal, he actually did doppel cards. His name is John Gerstmeyer, and he is the director of youth ministry at St. Isaac Jogues Roman Catholic Church. He has one for his youth ministry and one just for his church.
That's
and
cool.
Beautiful graphics on it. These are both custom ones that he did.
See, and he's so sweet to send that in. He's so kind. And I'm resisting the urge for the obvious joke, you know? One's his business card, the other is his bail bondsman. I'm sorry. That's just a Catholic thing. I'm a fallen Catholic. I make a little joke.
Yeah,
it's
no
okay.
Problem.
Totally, I'm sure he's happy he sent it in now. Totally customizable front and back.
Starting the new year, great.
Upgrade the card stock and fancy finish. Add a fancy finish. Even raise print. Vistaprint is great. Vistaprint is the best. Best customer service also. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. You get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, use promo code TMOS at checkout, and remember to send us your card. And
do
be
it.
Like that wonderful gentleman, and we'll read your card on the air and give you a little extra publicity. You know, you can't beat that. Am I right, ladies? Huh? Isn't that fantastic?
Jeffrey loves it.
Welcome back to the show. We are talking about Oscar down in Orlando. Oscar and I spoke over the break, and he had mentioned to me that there was a little bit of an incident in the in his sister's house down in Orlando.
Yes.
With my mom.
So when you're in a sprawling, I don't even know, what is it, 6,000 square foot home?
It Six, was seven, really eight. That big. It doesn't
it
matter.
It is glorious.
Is it really
glorious?
That big? Wow.
But it really reminds you of your lot in life, Mike, when you walk into your 888 square foot house.
I can imagine. It's a bit. So with a house that big, you get your own like bedroom with
you get
bath
your own
and all
bedroom
that, right?
With your own bathroom.
Yep.
Oh, that's
and
the
bathroom's
best.
Got a steam room in it. And you said, "Wow, this is how people really live." I should have gone to med school.
The first thing Oscar did when he got there was he took out the radiator and threw it away. He said, "Now it's a home."
Now, oh my god! The type of home that has, I mean, I've never seen this, a digital panel to see what temperature you want your pool at and what temperature you want your hot tub at, and if you do or do not want the waterfall to pour hot water or cold water into the pool. It is gorgeous.
I'm glad they got that away from the analog settings.
I was just pushing all these buttons.
Sure.
And the type of home, by the way, that has a panel outside that could probably rival any Fortune 500 company for Ethernet, that it's in the garage. I pulled it off and I said, oh my God, this entire home is wired for Ethernet. I've never seen anything
wow.
like this.
It's wow.
new construction.
That is special.
Like, you know?
So you could do,
we could do 10 shows. 10
so
shows from there.
You go down, and with that house, a lot easier than to do the show that you did when they were living in California.
Oh, yeah. In California, I was running 50 feet of Ethernet cable throughout the house and the living room just to get to my station.
That's yeah. Incredible.
Now I just
That's
plug
neat.
In.
Frankly, I'm disappointed so they don't have a studio, though.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Yeah. They're going to have to build
they
one.
They could build one.
Yeah. Yeah. Under the waterfall.
There's a theater room. I could do it from the theater room.
They have a home theater,
oh,
too.
Oh, Mike. I just sat there and watched TV, and I said, I've made so many mistakes. Luca, listen to me. Do not go into broadcasting, especially radio. Look how unhappy I am. Look how happy you are. Remember this.
Oh, my God.
So after I got past all of that, I said, look, we're going to spend it's going to be a staycation with my family. And I'm blessed enough to love my family and them back to Shannon and I. And the kids love playing. They're at that age where you can throw a football with Luca, kick a soccer ball. Mm-hmm. You can still play ponies with Sophia, and she won't go crazy because she still thinks you're your fun uncle that may or may not be ambiguously homosexual because you're playing with her dresses, you're picking out outfits with her, you're doing all kinds of things.
Now, when you play pony with her, does that have anything to do with Matt Bloom?
No.
You know, the thing though, I'm thinking about the size of that house, and one of the things, this is another thing where the you know, the filthy rich have it all over. You can escape too, right? You can get away.
They have an intercom system to call you. You got to call someone on an intercom, Mike, because God forbid that sound doesn't travel through the Corinthian leather of furniture that's everywhere.
We're going to be playing ponies in the theater room in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Tio Oscar, are you awake? No. Tio Oscar, are you going to get awake soon? Leave me alone.
Go away.
Are you going to get awake soon?
Yeah. So, I mean, why do kids wake up at 6 a.m.? I don't understand
it. Kids, but I don't either. Walk a mile in my goddamn shoes.
Yeah. So,
God, I swear to God. Look at these anus eyes right here. God.
Meanwhile, yeah, my sister has all her, you know, the elite stopping by because this, I guess, what you classy families do, they exchange little gifts in the neighborhood, right?
Sure.
And
hi, Peggy. Peggy brought over. Oh my God, that's a Suzanne Montrachet. Have a happy Christmas. Bye bye. Get back into your foreign made SUV.
This is my DJ brother in sweats and a soccer jersey because he doesn't care about life.
Oscar, look, Connie brought over a solid gold Xerox machine.
That's what I felt like, man. God forbid. They have two gates in front of their neighborhood. I guess this is a thing in Florida.
This is what you need.
So you've got the main gate that I got to beg the guard. I got to beg him to let me in, right? He's seen me 10 times. I'm like, hey, man.
So I know what you're talking about because I went to an attorney's house.
Yeah.
They have the main gate and then they have the gate within the
another gate.
Oh, my God.
You know what that says? That means they live in the more exclusive. Let me explain what this is. I experienced this. This is a gate within the gate to separate the people that live in the gated community from the other people.
Doppelgates.
It is. They're in the sheet. They might even have a third gate. Who knows? You never know.
Little Lucas says, let's go play basketball. And I'm like, all right. I saw that there's a hoop outside just like you would have in any neighborhood in America, in a cul-de-sac. I remember one of my friends had a cul-de-sac. I said, oh, you can play basketball on the street. That's a lot of fun, right?
You hardly ever get hit by a
don't
car.
Don't need to do that, Mike, because...
Let me just explain, though. Rob, so what they would do is the kids that would play outside would put an actual basketball hoop up in the cul-de-sac.
Why are they leaving the house?
Because they are going to go outside to exercise.
And that is...
That's running around.
I don't know. That must be a Florida thing.
That's right. Absolutely.
Certainly not in my backyard, Buster.
No, not when there's the warm glow of the, you know, the 13-inch.
Mike, we're shooting hoops, having a great time. Then a neighborhood kid comes by. He's like, all right, let's play 3-on-3, right? So I'm like, well, there's only two of us. So then he takes out his cell phone.
Oh, my God. Math skills.
Yeah, yeah. He takes his cell phone. He goes, no, all my friends are over at so-and-so's house. Let's come over. They all come over. So they all run over. And they said, hey.
What's the average age with this group?
I would say 11 to 15.
Okay.
And so then you've got me, the outlier, who's 38, which is a little creepy.
That's when you said you want to play shirts and skins? Yeah.
You guys are shirts.
Lather up, boys.
Yes. Starts raining. And by the way, in Florida, it rains for 10 minutes and it's over, right?
Yep.
So you're like,
it rains
right.
in Florida.
They said, oh, let's just go to my house and play. And I said, the guys, I'm going to head inside. They're like, no, we're going to go play basketball in my indoor basketball court.
Because
it's raining outside.
Oh, no. So you had to... You had this dilemma. I had the chowder dilemma. You have the dilemma whether to be Johnny Pedophilia.
Yeah.
And actually even to, it was the curiosity of seeing the indoor hoop or,
court.
You know, being the
full
the
court.
Indoor,
and
court.
To be, court.
Or legal to be, court.
To be honest, it doesn't necessarily result in pedophilia.
No.
You
no.
made sort of a big jump there.
I would sit there if there were like 11-year-olds and I'm a 38-year-old and I'm a stranger and I'm asked to go to the little boy's house, even though he's got a basketball, I would resist the urge.
Of course.
I wouldn't go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go.
Did you resist the urge? I tried to bail and I started, I'm like, guys, I'm going to go hang out with Shannon. We've been playing basketball for an
She's
hour.
She's a full-grown woman, and I'm going to spend time with my fiancé.
Someday want to marry her.
And they're like, oh, like you see like all these kids. Like I'm the guy that's ruining the game, right? Because it's 3-on-3. And I said, fine. So then the house next door. It's not like we have to drive there. It's not a walk.
And you are dying of curiosity.
Yes,
see the indoor.
I said, kids, throw your underoos on. Let's go play ball.
Oh boy!
So this is a mansion. This is a private basketball court,
Mike,
inside.
We had a chance. And by the way, I've met some very, very, very humble, wealthy people in my life, and I've met some really real a-holes that are wealthy as well, right?
Would you like to guess what he's about to say? Because I have a guess.
These people were humble and nice.
Oh,
and kind.
Minus 10 for me.
You got a chance to meet mom or dad?
I did, and you know what they were about to do once the sun came back out and we were just sweating up in their gym?
Hmm.
They said, we're going to go walk around the property because that's how we get our exercise. And I said,
oh, there you go.
God bless you, because walking around the property takes a helicopter.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oscar, you should walk around your property in Georgetown.
And they brought out a bunch of food for the kids and the man hanging out, snacks.
Did they bring it out, or did some staff bring it out?
They brought it out. They were totally cool. Okay. And then we got a chance to go and have dinner with the entire family the next day, so it wasn't as creepy.
Okay.
But
do you know what the gentleman does for a living?
The gentleman used to own a major, and he currently is a co-CEO of a major rental car company. And I will not say the name, yes.
So they are really in rarefied air. This is the 1%
now,
beyond.
The one thing about beautiful homes and wonderful travertine, which I found is everywhere in these homes, and I never really knew about travertine.
Is that like marble,
It's
right?
better than marble.
I didn't want to. I'm not trying to diminish it.
It's not Mercedes leather. It's... Mm-hmm. A little better than Mercedes
I'll
leather.
Put in a pair of shoes for you.
I thought it was a lady that owned a little Louisiana bed and breakfast. Yeah. Welcome to Travertine's. We'll have eggs and biscuits for you in the morning. Hello.
Or it's what Oscar was playing basketball with. Five Travertine's.
Yeah, it's a category.
Travertine's. So it's a big sprawling house with lots of slippery flooring.
Yeah, my mom is walking through my sister's home, and at one point, Sophia, my niece, liked to lay out all her My Little Pony stuffed animals.
I feel like the paths are crossing.
I'm getting uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I live with that.
And Sophia, as she does a pretty good job about cleaning up her toys after she's done, right?
Right, right.
This time, not so much. And my mom is now getting a little older in age, and she ends up tripping on a little pony as she's walking through this big house. And anyone else in any other home could probably catch themselves on a wall or stop themselves from falling on some sort of pillar.
Mm-hmm.
No, the hallways are so wide that you just fall, right?
Yeah, so she goes down.
She fell and bumped her head, which is scary for everybody. It doesn't matter how many doctors you have in the house. If you have an elderly person that slips and falls and they can't get up.
Yeah, you know the poem, Mike. The old man bumped his head and couldn't get up in the morning.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And if you worry about falls.
And if you're on blood thinners, it's even scarier because that could cause some serious injury, right?
Mm-hmm.
What Oscar's talking about, I have been around a few old people. That's why I can discuss this.
Yes.
When you're on blood thinners and you fall, you could get a brain bleed.
Yes.
Which could cause you to die.
Yes.
What Oscar's doing, he's catering the story to certain people.
Yes. Thank you. Those that might not be aware of what it is to be on a blood thinner and have a life-threatening condition that required it. From a surgeon that hustles about 7 million people through his office every day.
It was a...
stick.
Hey, that's the first of calendar year 2017. Sorry. Let's hear it for Mike.
Sorry.
My mom gets up with our help because we hear...
She's dizzy?
She's dizzy. I could tell that she was embarrassed, but she's also scared because we all know the complications. And my sister, and sometimes this is a curse because you're a doctor, you know what's possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she's rushed to the hospital. We go
by car or by ambulance?
By car, because we felt like the ambulance was going to take longer.
And couldn't get through
personal
the gate.
Jet.
Yes. We get her there, and they do all the tests. It looks like she's fine. There is a big bump where she hit her head.
Mm-hmm. Hit it on the forehead or the back or where? Did
so
she
that's I guess the blessing disguise if she had hit the side of her on the temples, right? Mm-hmm. Then that would have been even worse. But she hit the top of her head somehow as she was going down, which is which is scary. And
that would be a hell of a fall to hit the top of your head.
Yeah, well, and that's
well she might have bumped into one of the statues.
That jerk Napoleon.
Exactly.
And then you have the
but
little.
My head hurts real bad.
I meant Bonaparte.
Oh, sorry. Well, the other Napoleon.
That would be great.
Sorry about that.
You get to a place where you just you're scared because A, you have to comfort kids, which
sure.
I'm not accustomed to doing because you want to make sure that and then they
tough.
And then some of them feel responsible because you know the toys were out, yada yada yada, and then
yeah, I'm lucky I don't go down once a day. With,
really?
You know, oh yeah, he's got his Matchbox cars all over the floor right now as we speak, and his blocks and all his other crap.
Does he do Legos?
Huh?
Does he do Legos?
Does he do Legos? Do bear shit in the woods? Of course he does Legos.
Well, that's a yes. Yeah.
So, it was a scary time for what was a joyous time. And
joyous.
Hey, Merry Christmas.
Joyous time from all the DJs.
Put away your ponies.
And
make sure Grandma doesn't take a header on the travertine.
And this week on the Morning Zoo, win a handrail.
But what was great about my family is after she had woke up in the morning, because that's what we were scared about as well, because when you go to bed, sometimes you don't wake up, as
that's
you said, right?
Just like the poem.
The rest of the weekend, all we did was just we grilled my mom about being clumsy. And
oh, that is not
oh
nice.
Because that's what we do as a Latin family, right?
You know, my family would do the same thing. It's just, it's weird when you see other people do it.
Hey, Mom, watch that step. Wouldn't want you to fall on your head again.
Thump, thump. Enjoy. Enjoy. But overall, a good trip?
Outside of that scary moment, which was a blessing in disguise, a nice reminder of our humanity,
sure.
Right? A wonderful trip doing absolutely nothing except for dealing with Comcast and our overall TMOS issues, which is a big win.
Yeah.
Yay,
yeah,
that's good. Happy Christmas. Tomorrow we will get the lowdown on Rob and his daughter's cake, which I just seem to be obsessed with. You know,
and also, Mike, the story of patient one.
Patient one, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You had patient one. There was a carrier in your holiday?
There's a great punchline I wish I could give you right now, but I tell you what, it's worth tuning in for tomorrow. You'll love it.
Very good exciting. Stuff. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need right here on The Mike O'Meara Show.
The autumn wind is a pirate.
And Nicky Diamond is like the hair of the dog after a night out with the Hell's Angels.
Fantasy guy in the net.
The playoffs are just around the corner. There's only one place to get the best football analysis
from the prognosticator of Pahrump
on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Best show on the network.
Brought to you by Pond World,
where you'll be treated like a king.
Follow Nikki on Facebook at Nikki D. Light 'em up.
Nikki Diamond, light 'em up!
Favorite.
Mike, you know, I saw Rogue One twice over
me
the holidays.
Too. Me too.
And one of the key lines in Rogue One is, light it up!
Light it up! Light it up!
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. Are you all set for the new year? Do you have all your ducks in a row? Did you remember to order your bonus package?
Gotta
Did
do
you?
It.
I communicated with you about this. I hope you reminded yourself. It only takes a moment to subscribe, renew, or even give the TMOS bonus package. January is a very, very important time for bonus subscriptions for the Mike O'Meara Show. And if you have not heard of the bonus package, you silly rube, let me tell you, each week we record a sixth episode of the show, uncensored, commercial-free, and it can be... You want to do that again?
I didn't realize the microphone was that deep.
Rob, gifted athlete. It can be yours.
And great broadcaster.
If you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. That's right, because each week we record a sixth show. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MearaShow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. Hey, the connection is great today. It is. When you subscribe, you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. Whether you want to buy it, give it, or give it you know, the renewal, click that bonus banner and get it done. Make 2017 the best year ever for everybody. The TMOS bonus package. Get yours now.
News.
News. News. Ay, ay, ay. Well, we all saw it. It was the talk of 2016's New Year's Eve celebration. Mariah Carey.
Boo!
She blew it. She blew her performance for the ABC New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Dick Clark's.
We got, you know, we have many shows this week. We can discuss all this stuff. But the fact is, you know, it's just such crap television to start with that, you know, when you're getting up and you're lip-syncing a performance and you can cover if you're doing a live performance mm-hmm. that you can't cover if it's all play the tape. And you hear her little cat sounds in the background that are pre-recorded from like 30 years ago when she could really
sing. Exactly the first thing I said to Matt when I got here today. I said, the thing that was so bad is she talked over her vocal effects.
Yeah.
If she had shut up,
right,
it might have been okay.
It's terrible. She blames the production company. They say it wasn't that big a deal. They issued a statement saying not true. But the consensus is that it was the best way possible to ring in the new year.
Yeah, do you want to hear a taste of it since we're talking about it
now?
Well,
yeah, here's what I will tell you about it. I don't let me see. Let me see if there's anything from the statement from the head, the guy that was responsible for production. He said, I didn't notice anything. RJD. RJD. No, as someone, and we all have lived technical issues on a live stage.
Oh, yeah.
We ad-lib. Yeah. We turn it in, because we're doing comedy radio, we turn it into something funny.
Right.
We'll talk about it. But she just didn't do anything.
Also, you know? Let's really break it down. She sang these songs. She has sang these songs hundreds of times.
Yeah,
sung these songs.
Sang.
Yes.
Then she said, no, she couldn't go on with the show because she couldn't hear the track. And
the voice track, but the dancers
were all dancing.
Yeah,
the dancers were
spot
yes!
on.
That was something that Carrie brought up. Said dancers seemed to be able to hear it.
Yes! They heard it. Oh, she was a mess.
The two things that really threw me. First of all, this might have been a total lip sync when she started.
Lip sync.
Okay. So that was okay. So she came out to that from the feathers. Then she gave up and finally said, just let the audience sing. Well, Happy New Year.
The Muppets
and the
do
thing,
a better job talking, and they're puppets.
And the thing so bad about it is that if they had any courtesy to her at all, turn her mic off. Because here she is talking through her vocal effects.
Yeah, but they're not an audio guy in the world that's going to do that.
No.
They're not going to shut her microphone off. They're too afraid to do that. It's like the whole thing. Oh, God.
It was a disaster.
I've hated the holiday for my entire adult life.
I agree. I'm with you. What time did you go to bed?
11:30, and then Carla was up. And, you know, then I kind of stirred at about midnight. We had a little kiss, and then, bam, right back to sleep. I watched the ball drop. This year, you know, as I said on my Facebook post, don't let the door hit you in the ass
true
on
enough.
The way out. You know, I mean, that's
they
it.
Did
it
was, such a good job bringing up medium charting top 40 artists on the Dick Clark Ryan Seacrest show.
Yeah.
Did you know they never actually showed the ball land?
Oh, I didn't know that.
The direction was that bad. They missed that.
The whole thing is such a joke. It's really no fun at all.
I went to bed at 3:30 a.m. because we had a midnight soup.
Oh, fricassee.
Fricassee.
See, that's fun in the house.
Hung out with the family.
Carrie liked when Ryan Seacrest said, now this crystal ball here, this is something very unusual. And Carrie said, no, you most often see 40-foot Swarovski crystal balls everywhere you go. Thanks, Ryan, you dick.
I know. Such bad television.
It's the worst.
Look, all the personalities, all the men that are in their 30s that have attained this level have done that because they're vanilla and they don't say anything controversial and they're not funny. And Kathy Griffin is not funny and Anderson Cooper is not funny. But you know what's funny? Don Lemon getting drunk is funny.
Yes. Did you see his piercing?
Yes.
Don Lemon, he had quite the New Year's Eve. You didn't see it. Lemon was reporting for CNN on the night's festivities at the Spotted Cat in New Orleans. We ought to check that joint out when we get down there. Brooke Baldwin, who I love, who is, in my opinion, on CNN, the consummate broadcaster. Mm-hmm. I really do believe the fact that she even deigns to do this must be a contractual mandatory thing. They rang in the new year by taking Don Lemon took shots on live TV and got his ear pierced. Look, I've told you what I think of Don Lemon. I think that the fact that they give Don Lemon his own show is insanity. I think he's one of the dumbest broadcasters I have ever seen in my lifetime. And I think he is part... You know, you can hear people talk about everything in media and who's for what or who's... I just think Don Lemon is dumb as a bag of hammers. I really believe that. But he was dared by Kathy Griffin to get a tattoo or a piercing. So that's happening. He's doing shots. And then he does get drunk because he starts getting personal with Brooke Baldwin, telling her that he was reevaluating his love life and what he wanted in 2017.
He's a mess.
So this is CNN. This is CNN, Don.
I know.
You know, and Don believes his own press, too, because Don believes, because he's an idiot, that he's above the fray. Well, he's not above the fray. And they cut his microphone because he was rambling on and, you know, Baldwin is trying to keep it together, but then Don comes back on. He says, I'm not going to be as self-centered. I don't care what people think about me. I sure. do what I want because it's my life. Oh, God.
Meanwhile,
he's
going to keep drinking and get a piercing on live television because he doesn't want people to focus on him.
Yeah. Now, the Raw story said something along the lines where they have pulled him from the... I don't know whether that's true or not. We'll know soon enough. But I don't know whether there were any, you know, I don't know if there.
He did the same thing last year.
Yeah, it's like they tell him, do it again. Mm-hmm. We've got some nice run on the web.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. It's amazing. If you were worried that Walmart lost money because they had to pay Tracy Morgan after one of their drivers slammed into his limo, rest easy. They had it covered. Walmart paid the comedian and then filed a claim with the insurance company to cover the loss. But the insurance company turned him down. The case was headed to court. But hey, when you're Walmart, you get to settle with XL Insurance America. And they struck a deal, so the case is over. And as for how much the insurance company paid, it's unclear. I love big corporate America.
Unclear?
Yeah.
How about, I don't know.
Right.
It's lives are lost. Yeah.
Damon Wayans, who's Tracy's friend, says that Tracy Morgan maybe got 90 mil. But Tracy's people have denied that. One person died in the 2014 crash. Tracy was severely injured, but thankfully recovered. But it's just funny, you know. Hey, we're going to go to court, you know. Walmart, you can do whatever you want. That's the way it rolls.
It's unclear, like the check got wet.
Exactly. Curt Schilling, one of my favorite Red Sox pitchers, says his outspoken political views are keeping him out of the Baseball Hall of Fame. He tells TMZ Sports, if I had said Lynch Trump, I'd be getting in with about 90% of the vote. He seems to think that it's politically motivated that he's not in the Hall of Fame. Schilling was a stud for 20 years. One of the greatest performances by a Red Sox pitcher. I'll never forget it. He won 3 World Series titles, had an 11-2 postseason record. You're talking about Hall of Fame. These are what they call Hall of Fame numbers here. He's going to get in, but he is a tremendously outspoken guy, very political, and he's had some problems with his business decisions as well, but you know, we'll see how that has. He says life's not fair. And, well, yeah, come on.
I think it would be great.
Pitcher.
You know, he could really do a lot for himself if he were to host a New Year's Eve special.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, a little something something. Happy New Year, everybody. In Ormond Beach, Florida. Police said they are searching for a knife-wielding man who robbed multiple convenience stores and at least one person while wearing a Batman mask.
Oh, man.
See you in a week. The man
it's
was caught on... He was caught on surveillance videos from 3, count them, 3 stores. Surveillance video taken inside the Sunshine Express convenience store on Friday.
Sunshine
Express shows the man in a Batman mask with a Batman logo on his shirt.
Sure.
I'm Batman. Police said the knife-wielding man went into the store, demanded cash, but was fortunately chased off by the manager. Last Thursday, at a Steak and Shake, an employee said he was robbed by a man with a knife, also wearing a Batman mask, when he went to his car. The week before, there was a robbery at a 7-Eleven and another at a Kangaroo Express, where they say it was a masked Batman. The man apparently also robbed a person. This is a crime spree.
Yeah.
At another fast food restaurant parking lot, police said they are reviewing some fingerprints that Batman left behind at the Sunshine Express. And, of course, they're also checking secret caves under giant mansions in the area as well. I have 2 today. All I know is this guy's been... Robin for a long time. I will take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you ever sucked the jelly out of a jelly donut and filled it with chocolate swirl ice cream?
Donuts.
Have you ever been kicked out of a Chinese buffet just because you've been there for 6 hours?
That's got to be a restaurant record.
Have you ever made a Thanksgiving turkey stuffed with White Castle hamburgers? Don't knock it. It's a real thing, and it's delicious.
It's a slider-bration.
Then check out the TMOS Ladies and Gentlemen of Larger Carriage. It's an internet group on the Facebook. Pastor Honey Jr.
I love that.
Oh, man.
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yes, you heard right. The Mike O'Mara Show is headed to New Orleans, woo! Louisiana. Hey, that's right, Cher. Saturday, November 4th, 2017. We still have a lot of tickets to sell to get this thing sold out. The Mike O'Mara Show live hits the legendary House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana for one show only. Oscar, when should I start losing my S about these tickets? When should I really start melting
right
down?
Right now.
Right?
All right.
Now.
You got to buy these tickets right now. You got to buy these tickets right now. No, it's actually not till November. But go ahead, make your plans now.
Plan ahead.
Yeah. You know,
don't dilly dally.
We don't want to sell this show out like in a month or so.
I would say this. Don't dick around.
Yeah, please get to it.
That's our motto. You
know, we've got seriously. We sold over half of our house for this. And we're going to sell the second half before the spring, and or maybe even sooner than that. You don't want to miss out. Don't miss this historic live event. We're going to be there Saturday, November 4th, 2017 at 8 p.m. It's going to be wonderful. Music, fun, laughs, surprises. Stay tuned for more details. Buy your tickets now. We will have more information about hotel packages and all the details about NOLA, the Mike O'Mara Show live in New Orleans. Laissez les bons temps brûler.
Laissez les bons temps rouler!
That's Rob says it better than I do. But please get your tickets now. I need guidance because we've never promoted a show
a year
this
in
far
advance.
Out.
Right. Yes.
So
you should know this, Mike. We're already winning because we've already sold it half out.
The thing is, I'm going to say I'd like to sell it out by St. Patrick's Day.
That's perfect. More than fair.
I think that's
June 24th.
And if we don't sell it out by St.
May
Patrick's
17th.
Day.
Oh, sorry.
May
17th.
March 17th, for God's sake. You said May.
I meant to say March. I meant March.
There you go. It's March 17th. But anyhow,
Not too much to ask. March 17th.
Welcome back to 2017's first show of the year. Happy New Year, everybody. Time to open the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak standing by with brand new sounds.
Fresh
for
audio.
2017.
Love that I brought my sounds in and one of my favorite lines from Trading Places.
Merry New Year.
Happy New Year. In this country, we say Happy New Year.
Love it. Love it. All right. How did the Hatchimal play with your youngsters?
Oh,
did it break? Did it not
so
work?
So happy you brought it up. The hatching should take about 30 minutes.
Right.
There were labors in hospitals across the country that took less time. This little...
So yours was effed up like everybody else's.
This little beak,
country.
This little guy...
Beak?
Did not... It just kept on poking it and denting the egg until I looked at...
That's a category.
I looked at Sophia and I said, Sophia, you need to go to the restroom right now because once the thing hatches, you got to take care of it. So as soon as she rushed to the bathroom, I started peeling out the egg. I said, Sophia, you just missed it. You just missed it.
You cheated her.
No. Well, because it was 2 hours in and all
did
we saw was a bunch of dents. It worked.
Did it work after it came out of
once
the hole?
Once I pulled it out, a C-section wise, Mike, the baby worked just fine.
Well, speaking of fine. C-section, I go to where I get all my news, CTV, which is where Carrie works.
CTV, yes.
It's a Canadian network. And
right.
There's a problem. And
tomorrow
I don't know...
I'll tell you about Carrie Spiewak's Christmas miracle.
Oh, I think, Mike, I lived it. Yeah. I don't know if this was just in Canada.
Thanks
or
for
if
the
it was,
drunken text.
If it was stateside. The Hatchimals were saying what sounds very much like F me.
Yes.
So let's go to this news coverage of the dirty Hatchimals.
It's this year's hottest toy, Hatchimals. They were all...
By the way, this guy.
Breathy.
Yeah.
Almost impossible to find before Christmas.
Can you
but
start
one
that
island
again?
Family...
I want to hear this Nad again, okay? Well, and now cue the Nad.
Well, what it is, Mike, he's Canadian fill-in Nad. He's the guy that's working at CTV on Christmas.
Here's the
it's
Nad.
It's this year's hottest toy, Hatchimals. Yeah. They were almost impossible to find before Christmas, but one island family who did score one couldn't believe what they heard when it opened its mouth. CTV's Yvonne Raymond is here now to show us why.
Andrew, the parents say their child's Hatchimal came out of its egg repeating a seemingly foul-mouthed line, one they questioned then and are still laughing about now. Hatching from its egg, Saanich parents wonder if what they're hearing is actually coming from their child's new toy, the hottest one on the market this holiday season.
They're so Canadian.
Yep.
A couple days later, the same sound, still coming from the interactive pet known as a Hatchimal.
I'm pretty sure it says me.
He says.
This YouTube video posted online by another family captures another apparently foul-mouthed creature. Not everyone hears it.
I'm not quite sure what it says.
It sounds like heavy breathing.
But many do.
The weird thing is the heavy breathing on either side of it.
Yes. And
did yours breathe heavily?
It does
after
coo.
After it climbed steps.
It does coo and makes noises. It's a phenomenal toy. Thank you, by the way, to Adrian Garcia and Benjamin Klein, who were kind enough to find me some Hatchimals.
Yay.
Plural. Anybody knows that has kids, usually a toy is good for, let's say, 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah, it's about
it. This Hatchimal lasted a solid 3 days.
Nice.
Solid days of replay time.
Then off to eBay.
My little guy got a crane, like a full-size, taller than him working
crane. Oh, cool. Oh.
Daddy and I, we are playing with that every single day.
I love this toy.
It's got the lowering of the
that's cool.
With the hook, and then it twists and it turns.
With
and
a crank and every deal.
It's like one of the cranes you'd see on Wisconsin Avenue. It's fantastic. Yeah.
If they ever finish the construction.
We'd probably do it faster with my kids' toy.
Now, this next hunk of tape comes courtesy of Pony, who was watching Fox News on Christmas Day. And Mike, do you remember we had tape back in the day of Larry King interviewing a really boring Santa Claus that he would give the reindeer antibiotics in case they got sick?
Yeah, I think that I'd give them antibiotics, duh. You know, just a Santa that didn't have his patter ready, and it was just insanely stupid. Just a fat guy with a white beard that was dumb and didn't have his routine ready.
Well, they brought it back on Fox News. This is Christmas Day, right, Matt?
Yeah, it's Christmas morning. We have a tradition of watching Fox News and making fun of everything. And then this terrible Santa came on, and you could just hear and see the frustration of the anchors who just want him to say something that sounds like Santa.
Do something. Let's take this
what
in
is,
three hearts.
What is it about these Santa? Because you know what it is? They have the look, and they think that's all they have to do.
And you know what?
Do.
In a mall, he's the king of the mall.
What do you want?
But you put him on Fox News, he starts talking about what food he likes to be left on Christmas Eve.
We had Governor Mike Huckabee on from Arkansas yesterday. He said he likes to leave Santa Chinese food. How was that? Is that different? Do you like that?
Oh, I love Chinese food. I have it at least twice a year.
Twice a year?
Okay. But your favorite are still chocolate cookies, right?
Oh, yeah. And there's nothing like a good glass of milk and some nice cookies.
Oh my God.
No emotion.
Oh, no. Eddie's got the voice of an intern.
You're supposed to do the. I've done a few hundred Santa voice commercials. I've done Santas on the phone for people, okay? When you do Santa, it's very easy. It's the dumbest voice in the world.
Yeah.
Do it, you douchebag.
Not when you're talking about Rudolph.
The viewers, Santa, are sending in some questions for you, so we've got to ask. How did Rudolph do last night?
Rudolph did fine.
Yeah, he got you to where you needed to be, huh?
Yeah, he guided me straight through.
Man a few words,
but they always matter.
Man a few words.
Unbelievable. They get the stupid Santa.
This is the greatest one because they ask him, at this point, they really should be going to a promo.
Absolutely.
But they go to a very complicated question that has no basis, so they're really asking him to do some heavy lifting. They say, Santa, how did you meet Mrs. Claus?
So how did you meet Mrs. Claus? I love this question. I think everyone has wondered
Everyone wants to know about the story.
I hope there's a good one.
Well, it was a long, long time ago. We were working in the shop. She came in and applied for a job.
Oh.
So we started working together, and year by year, things
it's kind of an office romance.
It was.
It's been going on for a long time.
It's been going on for a long time.
I'd like to smack the guy. I would really like to pour ketchup on his
head. You think a producer would have been like, remember, you're going to do the ho-ho-ho. Like,
you think a producer
Santa
would have burned the studio down?
You give him some bullet points.
Yes,
you know?
Bullet points for Santa.
Right.
Yeah. And let's close with this. You know,
You know what? All right, let's since I have played Santa for a kid's party, and I also recognize the comedic value of answering questions, ask me the same question about Mrs. Claus, right, and I will be Santa.
Kringle joins us in studio. Santa,
hello, Rob. How are you?
Doing great. How did you have a busy night last night?
Oh, it was incredible. I flew all over the world. Millions and millions of children got toys from me.
And I have this question to ask you. How did you meet, I hope this is a good story, Mrs. Claus?
Oh, everybody did her. She was the office slut. Thank you, Fox News. Say hi to Shepard Smith for me.
Now, we had the year of celebrity death 2016 continued through our holiday. I was shocked when I heard about George Michael and also, of course, Carrie Fisher. And we lost Debbie Reynolds, who was Carrie Fisher's mom. So as a tribute to this great lady of Hollywood, here's a song from Singing in the Rain that features her and a vocal by Kathleen Turner. I leave you with this today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She will be missed. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Happy New Year, everybody.
Oh, God, that's fantastic. Anyway, happy New Year to everybody. I hope 2017 is better than 2016, and I hope Don Lemon doesn't get any more piercings. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday message for Rob Spiewak or anything in our mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana and our executive producer, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.